What's up? Wake up and level up, family. Hey, I've been on a lot of travel lately, and we just made an exciting new move in New York City. And I got to tell you, I haven't had time to really record anything fresh for you just yet. So we have over 180 episodes. You haven't heard them all. There's no way. I pulled together some of my favorites for this week, and then I'll be back with some fresh ones. Talk to you soon. You know, every day, this podcast is like a turbocharged vitamin M for Mario, like super snack. Like, my job is to not only get you inspired and motivate you, but give you a practical takeaway, something that you can actually do right away that's going to impact your life. And today, I'm dropping this tech tip on you that's going to be so good. I'm going to tell you how you can get to the people that you can't seem to access, how you can actually get their legit email. I don't care if they're the CEO, a VP, whoever it is. I'm going to tell you the tactics and the tools that I use to get me to the right decision makers without knowing a daggone thing about their email addresses. Hold on, it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. One of the things that holds us back the most is not being able to get access to the people that we think can move our idea, our passion, our career forward. Like, getting access to a CEO or a senior VP or a VP level person isn't just really easy. It's hard to get to a director of marketing or VP of marketing or anybody in the C-suite. You've tried all the other tactics too, right? Like, you've probably tried LinkedIn and had some varying levels of success. I've had a lot of success with using LinkedIn Sales Navigator, but that's a different episode for a different day. Maybe you tried DMing people on Instagram or through Twitter or through social media, and you've had varying degrees of success. Today, cut all of that out. I'm going to help you stop wasting your time, make you more productive, and give you the best tool that I know that I use that's going to help you reveal the legit email addresses for some of the most hard to reach people. You ready for this? Voila. That's what you have to say, because the website is actually Voila Norbert. V-O-I-L-A N-O-R-B-E-R-T. V-O-I-L-A N-O-R-B-E-R-T. Don't worry, you can come back to this. It's more important that you listen to the rest of the podcast episode here to understand how to use this. So basically, this is a website that I use where you can manually type in the person's first name and last name and then their domain name. And then the system will automatically search everything on the internet that is publicly accessible and available to try to get you the right email address for that person. So here's the thing. Let's say the target that you're trying to reach doesn't even have their email address listed anywhere publicly. So what the software will also do is it will say, okay, that's fine, but is there anybody else's email from this domain name, from this company that's out there? Okay, it looks like, yeah, this woman named Lisa Johnson's out there. Okay, well, it looks like instead of doing Lisa Johnson, it looks like they do first initial, last name. Or, oh, it looks like they do first initial dot last name. The point is, it will automatically search to try to figure out the best format of the right style of how they do their email addresses within their company. So if it doesn't find the exact one, it'll say, oh, this is what it should be. So in other words, you type in the first name and last name, the domain name, you know what that is, right? The domain name is going to be the web address. If someone was trying to get mine and they were doing MarioArmstrong.com because they knew I had a website like that, or they knew I had NeverSettleProductions.com, they know that's my domain name. So now they have to type that in along with my first and last name to try to reveal what my actual email address is. The beauty of this software is that not only does it do that, but it can also verify the emails for you. Like, that's a separate piece that you could have it do. But this is for free, up to 50 requests. So you can request up to 50 names per month for free. Now, if you want to request more than that, you can pay the monthly fee that they have there. But all I'm trying to teach you is that in order to be productive, it's great for you to get the inspiration and motivation, but it's also empowering when we can blend how you can use technology to make you more productive in your pursuits. And trying to get to the right person is so key in trying to help you understand, is there a possibility for us to do something together or not? And I spent so much time trying to find the right contacts that you lose the momentum to then want to reach out to them. So what you want to do is minimize the upfront work as much as possible. By the way, you can do this as a bulk thing too. You could just upload a CSV file and they'll go through your whole CSV file. The thing is insane. I'm basically giving you one of my tried and true tips. I hope this thing really works well for you. Tune in tomorrow because I'm going to explain to you what you need to put in that email, the subject line, what should go in the body of that email and how much should go into that email. That's on tomorrow's podcast. I know you're going to want to re-listen to this one. Tell me in the DM if this one was a big lifesaver for you, and let me know if you end up using it and if it works for you. All right. Until then, now that I've woke you up, it's time for you to level up.